Right now on VFN TV, we have some prophecies going to so encourage you and give you some wisdom. One from Chuck Pierce talking about this next 4 months. You have to do something very specific in these next 4 months to be able to make it. God's about to do some awesome things. Plus, we're going to hear a word from Kim Clement given in 2015 that talks about today and what's taking place, including China, Iraq, Iran, and America and what God's about to do right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
I guess you're probably wondering why I have my cell phone
I don't normally have
my cell phone here, but guess what? God is speaking specifically how this one thing is going to take down Iran.
A cell phone. Oh, my goodness.
Is this not awesome? We're going to talk about that in just a moment. But I want you to be prepared to realize, you know, as believers and as Christians, if you have this one device, you can do so much. We always talk about having embedded reporters. Bring your phone out and ask questions on video. Practice filming other people. And then send it to us for permission to be able to broadcast it. And you make it broadcasted around the world to our audience. Because there's so many people running for office and saying they have values. Well, ask them about their values. There's people that are doing different things, and it's just, we hear the words, but when you show the video, it is a big difference.
It's powerful.
As a matter of fact, you know, God's talking about through Kim Clement in 2015 that it would be a cell phone that takes down Iran.
A cell phone.
Oh, we'll talk about that in a moment. But right now, we love the fact that you guys are talking to us, ladies and men are talking to us, and sharing your comments and posting below and emailing us. Don't forget, you know, that you can always, you know, friends at VFNKB.com. We love to hear from you on our YouTube channel. You can go there and comment below. There's our Facebook at, you know, Facebook, VFNKB, Facebook. You go to VFNKB.com and find out all the details right there. But, you know, it's us together. We really believe that your success is our success. Our success is your success. And our success together is kingdom success. And that's what God wants us to do. He expects us to be successful. We'll talk more about that later on, but realize that he gives us all talents. And he says, I expect to succeed with those talents. And so it's so important. But listen, this prophetic word right here was just given June the 10th from Chuck Pierce out of Zion Ministries, right? Zion Ministries out of Corinth, Texas. It's so important to understand that that when you hear prophetic words, I want to show you first, this is a very important scripture that to understand why we say these words is Amos chapter 3, verse 7. It says, for the Lord God does nothing, say that, John, does nothing.
Does nothing.
Without revealing his secrets to his servants, the prophets. So when you hear a prophetic word, that's God letting us know what's about to happen. So it's important to listen. Because our God loves us. He says, hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He'll direct us. He'll lead us. He'll lead us here, lead us there. So remember, that's Amos chapter 7 in the English
Standard Version
to be able to know that. And so this prophetic word is coming from Chuck Pierce, like I said, and he's talking specifically about the 4 months. The 4 months would be then, based on what he's saying, between June the 10th and September the 10th. There's something that we have to be doing. As a matter of fact, let's go to Chuck now.
I say this is a day of new power. And from the power that I'm bringing, new authority will be developed. I say to you, be careful, for danger is lurking. The danger to stop the new power source that I am bringing to you is working now in your atmosphere. I say to you, go beyond and stay hidden for a season. I say stay hidden over these next 4 months in a way over what you are developing will be developed and be brought out with all authority. I say do not let an old structure stop you from continuing to develop what I am asking you to develop. For I am creating a new identity in you. I am moving in you in a new way. And I am going to use you in days ahead in a new way. So I say to you, let the new continue to develop. and go beyond where the enemy is trying to stop you now. I say, when you don't know how to go beyond, saith the Lord. For if you quit seeking, if you quit pressing, the enemy will catch you. I say, stay one step ahead of death these next 4 months. Do not let that which would love to kill what you are about right now and what is going on in you right now stop you. I say to you, these next 4 months, there's great danger, but in the midst of that danger, I already have your new authority developed. I already have your new power stirring within you. And I say to you, at the right time, you will bring out and display that which is working in you this day. And because of that, you will break into a new source. Let the old come to an end. Let it shut down. For I say, I am awakening the new within you, and you will celebrate.
This is so exciting. Is it not exciting? I mean, we're excited about it. I know you're going to be excited about it because this is a now word, 4 months. This is exactly where God has had us. I know we wrote to a lot of you and we told you. If you haven't got our letter, make sure you sign up on our mailing list.
Yes.
Go to vfnkb.com and sign up for our mailing list right there, because some of you were, you know, we were excited about hearing from us. We heard some of our friends in Australia and some others are saying, I can't wait to see it. It's like we're building and we're working behind the scenes and we have so many exciting things coming. We've got a brand new book coming out.
Yes.
Strategies for your success, you know, biblical strategies for your practical success in the mountain that you work in, you live in, or whatever it is.
That's right. Go to VFNKB.com and make sure to sign up.
You sign up. As a matter of fact, you can get a free, you can go sign up to for a, we're going to give you a free book if
pre-release.
You sign up, pre-release for it. Go to vfnkb.com. But listen, we've got so many things coming, but we're building, just like Chuck Pierce was prophesying on the word of the Lord right there. As a matter of fact, when you think about this word, let's just look at this word one more time real quick. Like, I want you to see it, the words, because he was speaking. John, can you read that?
I say this is a day of new power, and from the power that I am bringing, new authority will be developed. I say to you, be careful. Danger is lurking. The danger to stop the new power source that I am bringing to you is working now in your atmosphere. I say to you, go beyond and stay hidden for a season. I say, stay hidden over these next 4 months in a way over what you are developing will be developed and be brought out with all authority.
This is so important because the next 4 months, based on when he was given the word, is June 10th through September the 10th. Of 2018, understand that God's about to do some awesome things, but the adversary knows these things are happening. So he's going to fight against those things. You don't want to brag about it. You don't want to cast your vision, your pearls, your ministry, your business ideas, your concepts before swines, because Jesus says if you do that, they'll actually rip you apart and they'll stomp them in the ground. It's not meant to broadcast to everyone. There's some things right now that God has working in your heart and working in your business, working in your ministry, working in your media, whatever that is that God has you in. To understand that just build right now. And it almost talks about, you hear about the point of death, but you're going to have 4 strategic months. Keep on going.
I say, do not let an old structure stop you from continuing to develop what I am asking you to develop. For I am creating a new identity in you. I am moving you in a new way. And I am going to use you in days ahead in a new way. So I say to you, let the new continue to develop and go beyond where the enemy is trying to stop you now. I say, when you don't know how to go beyond,
go beyond,
saith the Lord.
Yes.
For if you quit seeking, if you quit pressing, the enemy will catch you. I say, stay one step ahead of death. These next 4 months, do not let that which would love to kill what you are about to right now and what is going on in you right now stop you. I say to you, these next 4 months, there's a great danger. But in the midst of that danger, I already have your new authority developed. I already have your new power stirring within you. And I say to you, at the right time, you will bring out and display that which is working in you this day. And because of that, you will break into a new source. Let the old come to an end. Let it shut down. For I say, I am awakening the new within you, and you will celebrate in a new way in days ahead.
Great things are in store. We've been declaring a great awakening. We've been declaring a revival. We've been declaring that, dear God, end abortion, send revival. As we speak, Supreme Court justices are shifting in place to be able to take down the very thing that God says, this is a prerequisite for a third great awakening. It's time to pray, but keep your head low. It's time to build. It's time to be confident. You don't go by your feelings in the context of this because you're going to feel bad. Don't realize everybody's not going to be your friend. Some people want to be able to take you down. Paul said, I warned you day and night for 3 years with tears. The enemy, the foxes, wolves will come in amongst you, even from your own number. Love them, but be aware of them and understand, don't share with them, because what God's about to do is about to be totally, totally awesome. Listen, we're going to go to break right now. But first, before we go to break, I want you to think about this. Comment below. Write to us. We want to hear your thoughts. Are you encouraged? Are you inspired? Is this not exciting? I mean, don't share what publicly what you're doing secretly in the context of that. You can say, boy, it bears witness with me. And you can encourage each other. But also, you know, when we get back from this break, we're going to be hearing a prophetic word that Kim Clement gave in 2015 about today, about Iran, about Iraq, about China, and about America. Think about this. America's been praying for revival in these other countries, but God's saying it's actually America who needs revival. And I'll let you know what he says about America when we get back from the break. Join us after the break.
We'll be right back.
You know, there will be a time in your life when someone, something, some event might hurt you so bad that all you want to do in that moment is get back, get even, and take whatever you can from them. I can promise you this, guys. It's never about how much you can take. It's about how much you can give. Forgive them. That's why I forgave that guy for punching me in the street for no reason. That's why I forgave my mother for leaving me when I was a few months old. That's why I forgave my father for hurting me when I was growing up. That's why my brother forgave me for hurting his feelings. If you want real power, learn to forgive.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back to VFNTV. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, John is joining me. We are so excited to be able to share with you these words. If you missed it, you got to catch the word we just shared from Chuck Pierce. These 4 months are very, very important. Now, I want to tell you, brace yourself. These are words that were given by Kim Clement prior to him being with the Lord in 2015. He nailed who our president was going to be, but he said, you know, this is who it would be. That's what I meant by nailed. And also, in regards to what would happen to the world, what would happen to Iran, Iraq, China, North Korea, and the very fact, what's about to happen to America? Because a lot of people think a tsunami is coming to New York, a Washington tsunami. Guess what? He talks about that. But he also talks about a tsunami of God's Spirit. As a matter of fact, let's go listen. This is Kim Clement, prophetically powerful word. Take a look.
Kim Clement, last prophetic word, North Korea, Iran. USA. Some of Kim Clement's last prophetic words are being shared over and over again lately, especially words regarding North Korea, Iran, and North Korea. We encourage you to read through some of these words. Some of what Kim shared is, do not be afraid of North Korea. Do not be afraid of Iran. Do not be afraid of the nations. For in 2016, everything will change, says the Lord. There will be a sound of liberty from the White House. There will be a sound of prayer from the White House. Pennsylvania Avenue shall be surrounded by people who will pray, will ask me to intervene, and I shall, says the Lord. For what is the foreboding sound? It is the sound of the enemies of America living in America. Those are your greatest enemies, who call themselves citizens, but they're enemies of the cross and enemies of the nation, and they shall be dealt with. Prophesied on August the 8th, 2015. There shall be one exposure after the other. The nations are in uproar, as we all know. But the Spirit of God has spoken clearly. These are his words. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And yet you see the fear and trembling from my people? What is this? What fear would be instilled in you by the media that paints the picture of gloom and doom, the prognosticators of this time? And they say, how shall we rid ourselves of the vices and pacts made with Iran, our enemies? Kim holds up his cell phone. He says, this will do it. This tiny instrument that people use every second. I shall do something that shall expose something that's taking place in Iran and Iraq, in the Middle East, but Iran specifically. There shall be an exposure. This is such a tiny thing. And they'll say, this is a tiny thing that's brought the truth out. A tiny thing brought out the truth. And presently, this very moment, Iran and Russia are laughing at this nation and Russia, at this president, this very moment. But I will have the last life. Because I have said throughout the summer, there shall be one exposure after the other. Then I suddenly saw a word that I don't like speaking, revival. Lord, I asked the Lord, what does this mean? Kim, the people are praying for North Korea, Iran, and China. And yet the church in China is growing faster than anywhere else in the world. The church in Iran, which is underground, is growing and is greater than the one in the West. No, this nation needs revival. God says they have died and said, the naturalism, secular humanism, I'm exposing them 1 minute at a time. And even as you have seen the truth about the little children that are being destroyed and how they're laughing about it, God says, today I'm about to pour on my people, those who have given, those who have sowed, and those who have stood the test of time. I'm about to pour on them. I will heal bodies like I've never healed bodies before. I will raise even the dead, as they said, it cannot happen. I will do signs and wonders, not signs and blunders. Signs and wonders, says the Lord, as this earth has never seen. I will begin in China, then I will move through Iran and the Middle East. Then I shall flame this country, America, once again, under a righteous president, prophesied on August 22nd, 2015. God says, why have you chosen fear? Today, I pray that the Holy Spirit will speak to every person all over the world. Some of you who are seeking direction, some of you are fearful. I get letters every day from people who are fearful. But the Spirit of God says, why have you chosen fear? What is it that causes my people to look to fear? It says we must go back. God says to America, to the nations of the earth, do I stand fearing? When I spoke to Joshua, I said, don't fear. But I speak to you today. Many of you say, what about the tsunami that's coming to New York? God said, there's no tsunami coming to New York at this time. I am the Lord, the Creator. The earth obeys me, and I have set certain things to happen. But at this time, no tsunami. I shall show you there shall be a spiritual tidal wave that shall lift the people to a higher place. Enough of this fear-mongering, says the Lord. Look at Israel, as they are now being rocketed because of handshaking with Iran. But God says, they have not shook my hand. They have not taken my hand in a covenant. Only those who have taken my hand in a covenant shall see the release of my glory in this end time. And it is coming. It is coming like a mighty rushing wind, as it was in the days of Acts and Pentecost. So I shall come again. So my people shall breathe the breath of God. My people shall stand once again as a comforter of men, says the Lord. This is a now word, says the Lord. Triumph shall be heard from the north, the south, the east, and the west, says the Lord. Prophesy on August 29th, 2015. America, I created you unique. It is not time for destruction. Where was I when this nation began? People lived in their fields, prayed to their God, gave their hands, their feet, and their blood for this nation that I call precious, my darling America. I was there as they stood as families, watching loved ones die. I was there. Hear the notes of the violin, for they played and brought sound for the nations, Europe and Britain, and created their own sound. America, you have imitated nobody, for I've created you unique. Where were they when my man signed the Declaration of Independence? Where were they when they said, under God, one God? I was there, says the Lord. And today, there's still a remnant that will not bow to the naturalist, to the secular humanist, to the atheist. No, it is not time for the destruction of this nation. There will come a time when the wrath of God shall be poured upon the nations of the earth. But today, I will bring recovery and restoration. And once again, America will sing my songs again and declare unto God, we stand. Do not be afraid of North Korea. Do not be afraid of Iran. Do not be afraid of the nations. For in 2016, everything will change, says the Lord. There will be a sound of liberty from the White House. There will be a sound of prayers from the White House. Pennsylvania Avenue shall be surrounded by people who will pray and ask me to intervene, and I shall, says the Lord. So what is the foreboding sound? It is the sound of the enemies of America living in America. Those are your greatest enemies, who call themselves citizens, but they're enemies of the cross and enemies of the nation, and they shall be dealt with. You want judgment, says the Lord? Watch. Watch the atheists. Watch. You want judgment? Then watch those who have risen up against me and said, perhaps we shall embrace Baal. Perhaps we shall embrace that religion. Maybe we shall embrace Sharia law. How? I laugh at you. Because the spirit of Elijah is in this nation, and Jezebel shall not stand, says the Lord. A combination of sounds. Blow the trumpet. Blow the shofar. Blow it. For there will be a combination of the sound of Israel and the sound of the United States of America. A new sound. And I will take the Spanish music and the Latin music, and I will put it together. And a unique generation will begin to sing with a combination of the sound of Israel and America. And a sound of Central America and South America, says the Lord. The Lord God of Israel is a jealous God. I am the Lord your God. I am a jealous God. I will not allow the idols of Baal, the idols of Middle East. I shall not allow them to be worshipped. This is a time for sobriety, to be sober. Why? Because men have been blinded. There has been poverty, religious poverty, and yet there is a sound.
There is a sound. Is that awesome? Obviously, I was having to translate that, but it's just powerful. Remember, Amos chapter 3 says, "For the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secrets to the servants, his prophets first." And that's what we're actually seeing, this prophetic word that's accurate. You look what's happening, and God's doing some powerful things. A cell phone. Listen, I'm going to pull your cell phone out as a Christian. Pull your cell phone out and start recording, not each other, record news meetings. Go talk to leaders. When you see things going on, just be nice about it. Ask questions. So you can actually get that to us, and we can share it with the entire world. And when you think about this, you know, he said that there's been a tsunami that's going to come to New York. Everybody, many people have heard about that, but that's not now. What's happening now is a tsunami of God's Spirit, a tidal wave of God's Spirit. And then he said, you know, that Iran church is doing better than the American church. And if you're ministering, you know it's difficult. But guess what? God heard our prayers, and revival's coming. He's going to set America ablaze again, just like was prophesied by Young Yi Cho, where Pastor John Kilpatrick of Church of His Presence prophesied. Let's go back and look at that prophetic word. America is going to be ablaze again, just like Kim said, like God said, like Young Yi Cho said, like we're hearing ourselves, and like Pastor John Kilpatrick heard. Take a look.
I talked to her, and she said, "I just left Seattle." And she said, "I was in a meeting in Seattle, Pastor." She said, "I know I never met you, but I've been going here a long time." I said, "Yeah, I know that." She said, "I just left a meeting in Seattle," and she said, "Dr. Cho was the speaker." And she said, "I heard him say in Seattle that the Lord told him," he said, "I'm about to pour out my spirit in America." And he said, "Well, Lord," I said, "are you through with America? Are you through with America? It looks like that, you know, everything's just going haywire. Are you through with America?" And God said, "Oh, no." He said, "I'm not through with America." He said, "I'm about to pour out my spirit there." He said, "As a matter of fact, get your atlas out of your attaché case." He got his atlas out, opened it up, and the Lord said, "Point," and it landed right on the dot of Pensacola. And the Lord spoke to Joe and said, "I'm going to pour out my spirit first here like a match head. It'll burn like a match head, bright, and it'll be powerful." And he said, "Then it will go over to the Mississippi River, and it'll back up across Florida again, come down into the peninsula of Florida, go up the east coast down through the west and the southwest and shoot out to the northwest. And before my coming, all of America will be ablaze with the glory of God."
All of America will be ablaze with the glory of God. Listen, God's doing some awesome things. We're going to do an entire program on this wave of God's glory. Make sure you catch it. It's going to be an upcoming program. But God's talking about tidal waves of his glory, a great wave of glory that literally overtakes everyone. Maybe we'll get a chance to share what happened to Pat and I when we were in South Carolina at Morningstar Ministries. We felt a wave of God's glory just hitting us nonstop. Don Potter was where it's going to be so awesome what God is doing. He's prepared. He's heard your prayers. Understand, right before God does the most amazing thing, quite often men are in their darkest hour. So during these 4 months that, you know, Chuck was talking about and prophesying about, just build. Don't build old, build new. Don't, you know, honor the old wineskin, honor what God has done, but realize God's doing a new thing. He's not compromising his gospel and his word and his lordship, but he's doing a new thing to reach this billion soul harvest that's coming. It's so important. God has heard our prayer. Pray for our president. Pray for the cabinet. Pray for this judiciary branch that's being appointed. Pray, because God hears prayers. This whole word is about, I heard your prayers, and I'm going to respond around the world, including revival in North Korea. I want to pray for you right now. Father God, we just thank you, Father God, for these encouraging words. And I just pray right now over our audience, those that are watching right now. I pray for you in your home. I pray the Lord would bless you, meet you, heal your mind, heal your body, encourage you. You've been at this point of death that was talked about in this prophetic word. I just speak life over you. I speak hope over you and encouragement, strength to keep moving, keep going, and get hope. Realize in the fall of this year, it looks like some glory is going to be poured out over the entire world. The whole earth is filled with his glory. And I just want to encourage you. And we're going to declare right now by faith that abortion has ended in America and that revival is here and third great awakening is here now in Jesus' name. And God bless you.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Pat. Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.